Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good afternoon, or should I say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ryan Seed here at Woods Memorial High School, where the Lady Vikings are going to take on the Woods Memorial High School Lady Trojans. Tonight's game is going to be a good one, as 2-6 Lady Vikings take on the 3-2 Lady Trojans. As they're warming up out here, that looks like a little bit of height disadvantage for the Lady Vikings, but I believe they're going to be low to the ground and going to be nice and quick, as we got some 5'2", 5'5", 5'9 girls out there. I believe they're going to have some speed against the Lady Trojans, so I believe it'll be a high-scoring game as we go throughout the night. So we got 5:45 left on the clock before the opening tip-off, so I'll send it back to the studio for a quick break, and we'll be right back right here on The General.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up. Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
Pick it up. Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style. Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Ho, 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 uh-oh. Looks like my sleigh is broken down again, Rudolph, and we're going to have to cancel Christmas.
Santa, we can go to the Washington Chrysler Center. Right now they're having the Big Finish event of 2017, and they have all the remaining 2017s priced at dealer cost, plus you keep the rebates. You can take 25% off all remaining quad cab trucks in stock. That's a savings of over $10,000. But we have to hurry. With 25% off, they're going to disappear fast.
Ho, ho, ho! The Washington Chrysler Center saves Christmas.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Now, back to Bar Reeves Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back to Lady Vikings basketball here. We got 3 minutes till tip-off, and so we will take a look here at some of tonight's sponsors, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, along with RTC Communications in Montgomery and JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. Lady Vikings take on the Lady Trojans of Wood Memorial tonight. We are shortly away from tip-off. Student managers for the Lady Trojans tonight are Hannah Thacker, Mariah Skortbogotova. Don't know if I'm saying that right, but Also, Grace Morgan, Lainey Robbins. And as both teams have left the court, they will be back out shortly. Lady Vikings coming back out. Looks like they're going to be wearing their black uniforms with red and white stripes down the side, white letters trimmed in red. And it looks like everybody's getting set here. Lady Vikings come into the game 2-6 against the 3-2 Lady Trojans. So, I mean, judging by their records, I believe it'll be a decent game. I mean, I've not yet seen them play, though, so I think it'll be a good game for these two teams to match up. So we will send it back to the station and be right back with the opening tip-off for Lady Vikings basketball.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666. The Montgomery Ruritan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruritan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bari Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruritan Club's website at montgomeryruritanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruritanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruritan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Now, back to Bari Vikings basketball on the General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back to Wood Memorial High School. I'm Ryan Seed here with you, bringing you the Lady Vikings basketball, where they take on the Lady Trojans. A little scene setter where I'm at. I'm here on the north end of the gym. Have a nice overlook of the gymnasium floor here. It's getting kind of warm in here. I think they got the heat cranked up a little bit, but I mean, no matter. They won't care down there on the gym floor. But those of us kind of sitting and taking in the nice heat, I mean, it's better than being outside in the cold in that football weather. So we are about set for the tip-off as both teams are back out on the court warming up, getting their last few shots in. So we will send it back and be right back with your Lady Vikings basketball right here on 95.9 FM.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Dobson deal so easy. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back to Lady Vikings basketball right here on 95.9 FM. We are set with the starting lineups here for the Lady Vikings. Starting lineup goes like this. Number 50, Rachel Wilson, a 5'9 junior. She will be playing forward tonight. Also, number 10, Mariah Bullock, a 5'5 guard. She is a sophomore. Also, Kara Hughes, number 24, a 5'6 sophomore. She is at the guard position as well. Number 30, Melissa Wagler, a 5'5 sophomore at the guard position. And also, Tracy Stoll, a 5'6 freshman, number 14 at the guard position. And as the lights go out and the spotlight is set on the Lady Trojans, their starting lineup will go like this. Number 20, Lexi Lashbrook. She will be their center tonight. She is a senior. Number 25, junior, Chloe Mowry at the guard position. Sydney Lamar, number 12. She is a sophomore at the forward. Another forward, number 1, Kylie Hicks. She is a sophomore as well. And Madison Frederick, number 10. She is a freshman at the guard position. Head coach for the Lady Trojans is Johnny Bartley. Assistant coaches are Whitney Powers and Joe Robinson. Head coach for the Lady Vikings, Michael Hopkins. And assistant coach, Mark Holt. Head referee tonight is Kelly Wade. And as we get set for tip-off, it will be number 20, Lashbrook, and Wilson for tip-off, and the Lady Vikings get the tip. Bullock brings it up court. She passes it up to Wagler. Wagler gets it up to the top to Stoll. Stoll around to Wagler. Wagler down into Hughes. Hughes back out to Bullock, and she puts up three, no good. Lady Trojans get the rebound. Frederick brings it up the court across the timeline. She directs traffic as she gets it down to Lamar. Lamar puts it back up to Mowry. Mowry back over to Frederick. Frederick's going to set up a new offense as she's guarded there by Bullock. Gets it over to Mowry. Mowry over to Hicks. Hicks swings it around. They're going to swing it around the top of the key. Hicks has the ball. She's looking inside. Nothing there. Gets it back over to Frederick. Frederick with it. She swings it around to Mowry. Mowry drives the lane, puts up a shot. And the ref blew the whistle, and she carried the ball. No foul on the play, so it will be Lady Vikings basketball. Ball inbounded. Tipped away there by Mowry. Nope, a foul called. It will go against the Lady Trojans. It will be Chloe Mowry's first foul. Team's first. So first foul of the game goes against the Lady Trojans. Ball inbounded to Bullock. Bullock will be guarded there by number 10 as well, Frederick. She gets up the court to Wilson. Wilson brings it down in the corner, double teamed. Slapped around a little bit, no foul, jump ball. And it will be Lady Trojan basketball. A little physical down here in the corner as Lady Trojans get the turnover. Frederick will bring the ball up the court. Guarded there by Stoll. Frederick gets it over in the corner to Lamar. Lamar looking inside, gets it down into Lashbrook. Lashbrook puts up shot, no good. Rebound comes to Hughes. Hughes quickly down the court, caught up in defense. They get it back out to Stoll. Stoll kicks it up to Bullock. Bullock's going to back it out to the timeline, set up the offense. Kicks it over to the right wing to Wagler. Wagler back to Stoll. Stoll gets it over to Bullock. Bullock puts it back up to the top to Wagler. Wagler looking inside, nothing there. Lady Trojans playing a man-to-man defense here. Wagler gets it down in the corner to Stoll. Stoll over to Bullock. Bullock down into Wilson. Wilson puts up a two, no good. Ball rebound to the Lady Vikings. Hughes put up a shot and was blocked. Batted out to the far corner, and it will be Lady Trojans basketball. 5:42 left here in the first period. Tonight's sponsors are your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, People Products, and Knowledge. As the Lady Trojans bring the ball across the timeline, Frederick kicks it over to Lamar. Lamar guarded closely there by Bullock. Lamar hands the ball off to Lashbrook. Lashbrook up to Fredericks. Frederick dribbles to the right side, caught up in some traffic, and another jump ball there. And it will be Lady Vikings basketball headed the other way. Some other tonight's sponsors are Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated, and Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. Bullock gets it back over to Wilson. Wilson gets the ball up to Hughes. Hughes brings it back out to the timeline, going to set up an offense, double team there. Hughes dribbles around a couple defenders, drives lane, puts it up, good for the first 2 points on the night. Lady Vikings strike first. Quickly up the fort is Madison Frederick. She backs it back out to the timeline, dribbles around a couple defenders, drives baseline, stopped there by Wilson, and Wilson will be called for a blocking foul. That will be Rachel Wilson's first foul. Team's first. So both teams with one foul on the night. Ball inbounded there to Lashbrook. Lashbrook puts up a two, no good. Hughes comes away with it. She quickly dribbles down the court, backs it back out to the volleyball line, kicks it down in the corner to Bullock. Bullock loses control. Swings it around to Hughes. Hughes back up to Bullock. Bullock tried to get the ball to Hughes. Mowry intercepts it, quickly going coast to coast, puts up two and good. Chloe Mowry with the first 2 points of the night. Ball up the court quickly to Wilson, but intercepted again by Mowry. Mowry down to Fredericks. Fredericks puts up the two and foul called against the Lady Vikings. Chloe Fredericks, or Madison Frederick, will be shooting two for the Lady Trojans. That foul was called on number 10, Mariah Bullock, her first team's second. 4:10 left to go in the first period. Score 2-2 as Frederick's first shot. Banks off the backboard. Good. Checking into the game is number 32 for the Lady Vikings. Addison Engskuff, she comes in for number one, or sorry, for the Lady Trojans, as Frederick's second shot, no good. That is number 32 for the Lady Trojans, Addison Stone. Second shot, no good, as Hughes gets the basketball for the Lady Vikings. She kicks it down in the corner to Bullock. Bullock back up to Stoll. Stoll, no good for three, as Hughes comes away with the rebound, puts up a little 3-foot jumper. Good. Brings the score 4-3, 3:45 left here in the first quarter. Fredericks brings the ball up to the floor, gets it over to Stone. Stone looking inside, nothing there. She gets it back up to Fredericks. Fredericks looking over, gets it to Mowry. Mowry looking inside, swings it back around. Ball over to Frederick on the right wing. Back up top to Lashbrook. Lashbrook gets it down in low to Fredericks, and a foul on the floor. Foul goes against the Lady Vikings, number 14. That is Tracy Stoll, her first foul of the night, team's third. Fredericks to inbound the ball for the Lady Trojans, gets it into Mowry. Mowry's going to dribble it out near the volleyball line, set up another play here. Gets it over to Stone. Stone looking inside. Nothing there. Lady Vikings playing a little man-to-man defense here. She gets it over to Lamar. Lamar gets it back up top to Mowry. Mowry back over to Lamar. Lamar looking inside for Fredericks. She's nothing there. She clears out. Gets it back up to Lashbrook. Lashbrook over to Mowry. Mowry looking inside for Lamar. Closed down. Stone kicks it around to the right wing. Down into Lamar. Lamar puts up a two. Good. Lamar for two. Lady Trojans get the ball into Bullock. Bullock gets it over to Hughes. Hughes quickly brings it up the court. Goes up, block shot. Lady Trojans get the rebound. That is Lamar. They get it to Fredericks. And a foul, or no, travel on the other end of the court. It will be Lady Vikings basketball. Checking in the game for the Lady Trojans is number three, Bailey Speecher. She comes in for Madison Frederick. Wilson to inbound the ball here. Gets it into Bullock. Bullock back to Wilson. Wilson will bring it across the timeline. She will pull up, get it back out to Bullock. Bullock dribbles left side, gets it down into Hughes. Knocked away there by Stone. And turnover for the Lady Vikings. Mowry with the ball on the right wing. Gets it back up to Speecher. And they turned it over as Stone travels there as she had the ball. And it will be Lady Vikings basketball. Checking into the game for Lady Trojans. Bullock takes a seat as Naya Dillard comes in. A 5'7 sophomore. She's going to handle the ball here. Gets it over to Hughes. Hughes brings it across the timeline. Guard it, double team there by Stone. Kicks it back out to Bullock. Or sorry, should I say Stoll? Stoll gets it over to Dillard. Dillard puts up a shot, no good. Mowry comes her way with the rebound. She brings it up the court across the timeline. Drives left, kicks it over to Speecher. Speecher puts up a two ball, no good. Lamar comes away with the rebound. And jump ball called underneath the basket. It will stay Lady Trojans basketball. Madison Frederick got some air in her. She's going to check in here for Mowry. Also checking into the game, Peyton Schultz. She's coming in. She comes in for Addison Stone. Fredericks will take the ball out for the Lady Trojans. Looking inside, trying to get somebody open. She finally gets it into Speecher, knocked away there by Stoll. Stoll gets the ball, saves it, kicks it back out to Wagler. Wagler will bring the ball up the court, guarded closely there by Fredericks. Fredericks getting some help from Speecher. Stoll tries to cross her up a little bit, kicks it over to Hughes. Hughes with the ball out near the volleyball line, tries to drive baseline, knocked away there by the Lady Trojans. And another jump ball here, as it will be stay Lady Vikings basketball. Checking in the game for Lady Trojans is number 11, Jenna McGowan. Also coming back into the game is number 10, Mariah Bullock. And also back in for the Lady Trojans is number 1, Kylie Hicks. It will be Lady Vikings basketball right here underneath their own basketball goal. Lady Vikings going to the north goal here as they get into Bullock. Bullock kicks it around the wing. Gets it up to Hughes. Hughes for a three ball on the way. In and out, no good. Ball, rebound batted around. Comes away to Lashbrook. Lashbrook quickly gets it up the court where there is another jump ball. That would be the fourth jump ball, and it will be Lady Vikings basketball. Wilson set to inbound the ball. Gets it into Hughes. Full court press here by the Lady Trojans. They break it. Lady Vikings get across the timeline. Stole with the ball. She's going to dribble it back up to the top of the key. Guarded there by McGowan. And Stoll gets the five counts. Count was on, and she didn't know it. It will be a turnover for the Lady Vikings. Some other sponsors for the game tonight, A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Also, Davies County Community Hospital. Better together for better health. Lady Trojans swing the ball around. Hicks has it on the right wing, looking inside. She's going to dribble baseline. Gets shut down there by Hughes. Hughes to Lashbrook. Lashbrook up to Speecher. They swing it around there to McGowan. McGowan back up the top, over to the right wing to Hicks. Hicks down into Lashbrook. Lashbrook puts up a three-footer, no good. Ball, rebound comes away to Wilson. Wilson quickly gets it up the court. She's going to drive baseline. Nothing there. Backs it back out. Gets it to Hughes. Hughes puts up a long three, no good. And McGowan comes away with the rebound. As time expires, no shot will count. The score is Lady Trojans 5, your Lady Vikings 4. We will be back shortly right here on The General.
Helena Chemical in Montgomery is proud to offer Megafol. Megafol will rev up growth in your corn and soybean field. This natural plant extract increases metabolism, which allows your crop to use its own energy more efficiently. When used as part of a high-yield fertility program, Megafol can increase your yields by as much as 13 bushels an acre for corn and nearly 5 bushels per acre for soybeans. To find out more, contact your Helena representative today in Montgomery. Call 486-3285 or visit online at helenachemical.com.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Lady Trojans lead 5-4 here at Wood Memorial High School over your Lady Vikings as we start the second quarter. Lady Trojans have the ball. Speecher gets it over to Hicks on the right wing. Hicks looking inside. She's going to take her dribble, get it into Lashbrook. Lashbrook takes a spin move, gets it up, no good. Put back good there by number 12, Sydney Lamar. Her second basket of the night. She has 4 total points of their 7. Bullock will bring the ball up the floor. She's double-teamed there, stopped at the baseline. She picks up a dribble, gets it over to Wilson. Wilson look going to the right wing, gets it out to Stoll. Stoll looking inside, guarded there by Lamar. Lamar Stoll gets it over to Hughes. Hughes going to set up a play, drive the left lane. No good, and a foul on the play. That foul is going to go against number 10 on the Lady Trojans, Madison Frederick. Her first, team's second. Coming into the game for Lady Trojans is Chloe Mowry. She checked in for Speecher. Ball inbounded to Wilson. Wilson has it on the right wing. Gets it over to Bullock. Bullock gets it up to Hughes. Hughes pump fakes, tries to drive left, shut down there. Tries to drive the lane, gets it out to Wagler. Wagler drives baseline, gets it over to Wilson. Wilson kicks it, tries to kick it back out. Intercepted there by Hicks. Hicks gets it over to Frederick. She brings it across the timeline. Frederick's going to drive the lane, put it up, no good, in and out. Hughes comes away with the rebound. Hughes is going to drive up left, try to go coast to coast, shut down there by Hicks. Gets it back out to Bullock. Bullock's going to drive left. tries to put it inside, intercepted there by Fredericks. Fredericks on the breakaway, puts it up, guarded. Free throw or lay-in good. Lady Vikings going to call a full timeout. We'll take one with you with 6:30 left on the clock. Your score, Lady Trojans 9, Lady Vikings 4. Back here on the 4-Star General.
Construction on the new state-of-the-art Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is moving along at a rapid pace, thanks to our friends at Tabor Crane. Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin. We anticipate opening the doors of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in early 2018 at our location at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Pardon our temporary mess during continued construction, and thanks for your patience as we assure every amenity is added to serve the community. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, opening early 2018.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Now, back to Bar Reeve Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back to Lady Vikings basketball right here on The General. 6:30 left to go in the half. Lady Trojans leading over the Lady Vikings 9-4. As it is Lady Vikings basketball, Wilson inbounds to Hughes. Lady Trojans with full court press. Hughes gets it up to Wagler. Wagler gets it across the timeline to Stoll. Stoll double teamed and pushed out. No, not pushed out of bounds. Bounced off her leg as she was guarded there by Fredericks and Hicks. And it will be Lady Trojans basketball. Fredericks will bring it up the court for Lady Trojans. She's going to set up a play, a little man-to-man defense here by the Lady Vikings. A little three-man weave up there. Hicks tries to drive baseline, shut down there by Hughes. Back up top to Mowry. Mowry's going to drive left, get it over to Fredericks. Fredericks tries to drive baseline, shut down by almost the whole team. Gets it up to Hicks. Hicks puts up a free throw, no good. Put back by... It was by Schultz, no good, and a foul on the court. Foul will go against Lady Trojans, number 34, Schultz, Peyton Schultz. That's her first, team's third of the half. Lady Vikings basketball as Wilson will bring it up the court. She shoots it up to Hughes. Hughes back to Wilson. Wilson will bring it across the timeline, picks up a dribble, gets it down low to Wagler. Wagler picks up her dribble, gets it over to Hughes. Hughes going to bring it back out to the top. She's going to drive left, try to put up a shot, knocked away there by Fredericks. Lamar comes away with it, back up to Fredericks. Fredericks brings it across the timeline. She's going to drive right, put up a lay-in. No good. Charge called there against Madison Frederick. Tried to go baseline, and Lady Viking Hughes, she got her feet set and was able to get in front of her, and a charge called against Fredericks. That will be her second foul, team's fourth. Checking into the game for Peyton Schultz is number 20, Lexi Lashbrook. Hughes will bring the ball up the court for the Lady Vikings, guarded there by Madison Fredericks. She drives the right lane into the paint, puts up a free layup, no good. Wilson goes up for the rebound, and Lashbrook ties her up, and it will be a jump ball. It will stay Lady Vikings basketball. A couple of tonight's sponsors are Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Also, WTHI TV in Terre Haute. Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones financial advisor. Wagler gets the inbound, gets it down into Bullock. Bullock back out to Wagler. Wagler with a 15-footer. Good for 2 points there. Wagler's first 2 points of the night. Mowry will bring the ball across court, hands it off to Hicks. Hicks over to Speecher. Speecher gets the screen there from Lamar. Knocked away by Bullock. It will stay Lady Trojans basketball. Checking into the game for the Lady Trojans is Peyton Schultz, number 34. She comes in for Kylie Hicks. And it will be Lady Trojans basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 4:46 left on the clock to go before halftime. Lady Trojans lead 9-6. Ball inbounded to number 20, Lashbrook, and she catches it just on the line on the out of bounds. It will be turnover, Lady Vikings basketball. Wilson throws it into Wagler. Wagler going to bring it up the court, guarded there by Speecher. Tries to cross her up a little bit, loses control, picks it back up, gets it over to Bullock. Bullock gets tied up. It will be jump ball, and it will be Lady Trojan basketball. Tonight's game brought to you by Landmark Surveying in Washington. Mowry gets the inbound, gets it over to Speecher. Speecher gets it over to Lamar. Lamar swings it around to Mowry. Mowry looking right. She's going to drive right. Gets it over to Lamar on the right wing. Lamar gets it up top to Lashbrook. Lashbrook swings it around. Mowry looking inside. Nothing there. She's going to dribble right. Get it back up to Speecher. Speecher swings it around. Lamar or Lashbrook tries to go inside. Ball loose. Jump ball. It will be Lady Vikings basketball. Lady Vikings coming in to the game tonight, 2-6 against the 3-2 Lady Trojans of Wood Memorial. Wilson gets it in to Bullock. Bullock looking for help. She gets it up to Wagler, back to Bullock. Bullock gets it across the timeline, passes it back to Wagler. A little back and forth here as Lady Trojans deploy a man-to-man defense. Bullock driving left, gets it down into Wilson. Wilson going baseline, puts up a floater, no good. Lamar comes away with the ball. She's going to drive it up the court. Get it up to Mowry. Mowry crosses left, drives the paint, puts up a floater, banks it off. Good for two. Mowry with her second basket of the night. She's got four of the Trojans' 11. Wagler gets it over to Bullock. She brings it up the court, gets it up quickly to Wilson. Wilson double team there. Tipped away by Lamar. Lamar is going to go coast to coast, put up a little nice right-handed layup. No good. Hughes comes away with the rebound. She's going to take off. She's looking up for help. She's shut down, but puts up a free throw. Good. Hughes for two. She gets an easy lay in there. Her second basket on the night. She's got four of the Lady Vikings' 8. Mowry waiting to bring it across the timeline. She finally gets it across, guarded there by Stoll. Gets it over to Lamar. Lamar back over to Lashbrook. Lashbrook eyeing the three, not going to take it. She gets it over to Schultz. Schultz looking inside. Gets it up top to Speecher. Lady Vikings have a man-to-man. Speecher gets it into Lamar as she was coming across the lane and is fouled on the shot. She will be shooting two here. Foul will go against the Lady Vikings number 50. That is Rachel Wilson. That is her second foul, team's fourth of the half. As Lamar gets set to shoot her first free throw, it's up and off the back of the rim, no good. Checking in for the Lady Trojans is number 11, Jenna McGowan, and also number 32, Addison Stone. Lamar, second free throw on its way. In and out, no good. Lady Vikings get the rebound. Hughes, guarded there by Stone. She breaks away from her, gets it across the timeline. Picked up there by McGowan, gets it over to Bullock. Bullock puts up the three. In and out, no good. Hughes with the rebound, gets it back out to Wagler. Wagler looks baseline, backs it back out to Bullock. Bullock driving left, tries to get into Hughes, into traffic. Stone steals it away, gets it up to McGowan. McGowan gets it up to Lamar. Lamar over to Lashbrook. Almost lost there. They get it back. And Mowry puts up a three ball and scores the long three. So Lowry with 7 points on the night as the Lady Vikings head coach calls a timeout. 2:12 left to go in the quarter is a full timeout. Your score, Lady Trojans 14, Lady Vikings 8. We're back on 95.9 FM.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
Purdue
you.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company. providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
14-8 as the Lady Vikings trail the Lady Trojans. Welcome back to the General, home of the Lady Vikings basketball, as Bullock brings it up the court, gets it across to Hughes. Hughes trying to drive lane. She's guarded there by Lamar. Kicks it over to Wagler. Wagler goes right, gets over to Bullock. Bullock tries to drive inside. Knocked away there by Stone. Gets it up to McGowan. McGowan goes up for the two. No good. Lamar goes up for the rebound. Knocked away. McGowan gets that rebound, kicks it out to Stone. Stone tries to drive the lane, off the front of the rim, no good. Back out to Mowry. Mowry puts up three, no good, off the side of the rim. Hughes comes away with the rebound. She's going to try and quickly get up the court. She gets across the timeline, pulls back, gets it out to Bullock. Bullock's going to put up a long three, no good, off the side of the rim. Rebound comes away to Lamar. She's going to get it up to Mowry, who slows things down a little bit. She's going to call a play in here. Guarded by Stoll there, kicks it over to Stone. Stone gets it up to Lashbrook. Lashbrook hands the ball off to Mowry. Mowry's going to direct traffic there. Looks like Lady Vikings going to lay back into a 2-3 zone here. Over to McGowan. McGowan back and forth with Mowry. Mowry looking inside. She's going to swing it around. It's going to get down to the corner to Lamar. Lamar back up top to McGowan. Cross court pass to Mowry. Mowry back and forth with McGowan. She's going to pull it up out to the volleyball line. Set up a play here. Get over to the right wing to Lamar. Lamar's going to take her dribble, get it over to Stone, Stone over to McGowan. They're going to waste a little time here with 40 seconds left here in the half. Lashbrook getting into the mix, over to Mowry on the right wing. 2-3 zone again. Stone from the free throw line puts up a shot, good. 16-8, biggest lead of the night, 8. 25 seconds left as Hughes gets it in, over to Bullock, Stoles. Fouled there as she was double-teamed there by Lamar and Stone. That foul is going to go against Sydney Lamar, her first, team's fifth of the night. Wilson gets set to inbound the ball. She inbounds it to Bullock. Bullock guarded there by McGowan. They're going to be alone as she gets it across the timeline, gets it to Hughes. 12 seconds left on the clock. She's going to dribble left, double-teamed there by McGowan and Lamar. Takes a screen from Wilson. Ball poked away there by Lamar. Hughes gets it, and a foul called. That's going to go against Trojans number 11, Jenna McGowan. Her first, team six. Checking into the game is number 20 for the Lady Vikings, Nia Dillard. Inbounding the ball is Hughes with 2 seconds even on the clock. Gets the ball inbound to Dillard. Dillard puts up a 12-footer. Ooh, off the backboard and rim. No good. So as time expires here in the first half, Lady Trojans lead it 16-8 over your Lady Vikings. We'll be back shortly right here on Four Star Country.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Ho, 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 uh-oh. Looks like my sleigh is broken down again, Rudolph, and we're going to have to cancel Christmas.
Santa, we can go to the Washington Chrysler Center. Right now they're having the big finish event of 2017, and they have all the remaining 2017s priced at dealer cost, plus you keep the rebates. You can take 25% off all remaining quad cab trucks in stock. That's a savings of over $10,000. But we have to hurry. With 25% off, they're going to disappear fast.
Ho, ho, ho! The Washington Chrysler Center saves Christmas.
Farmers will tell you AgLime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. AgLime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of AgLime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
RTC Communications has been providing quality communication services for over 65 years. If you're in the market for a new phone system, computer, or data networking, give RTC Communications a call today for a no-hassle, no-obligation quote. RTC Communications has the staff and resources to help the individual or the largest business with their telecommunication needs. Give us a call today at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Dobson deal so easy. Cause a Dobson
to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on the General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back to halftime. Halftime show is brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. Call 254-7625. Lady Trojans lead this one 16-8 over your Lady Vikings. Tonight's top scorer, it seems, is Chloe Murray, as she has had two inside shots along with 1 3 ball. She is leading the Lady Trojans. Also on the board is Sydney Lamar with 2 baskets. She has 4 points of the team's 16. Also Kylie Hicks in on that action. She has 1 free throw. Not too many people in foul trouble here tonight. For the Lady Vikings scoring, I have Mariah Bullock. She has 1 basket. Also Kara Hughes. She has 2 buckets on the night. 4 of the team's 8, and Melissa Wagner getting in on that action as well. Not a lot of foul trouble, as I said. Both teams have, Lady Vikings have 4 on the night, and Lady Trojans with, looks like, 6 fouls. I mean, so far from what I've seen, it's been a pretty good game back and forth. Both teams very well conditioned. They seem to get up and down the court fairly quick. Quite a few outside shots there by the Lady Vikings. Not much falling, but they keep putting them up. They will get something to fall. The Lady Trojans, Maori, she's pretty impressive there. She put up a couple of jumpers about 18 foot out. And, I mean, they went in very nicely. I mean, a couple, little bit of help there from the backboard, but not too bad. They seem to like to run a little bit of clock here and now, but a lot of turnovers here, a lot of jump balls, but I mean, you will have that here and there. So 5 minutes left on the clock here at halftime as the Pep Band is giving the crowd a show. Not many on hand tonight, but a good sized crowd for a Tuesday night for some Lady Trojan and Lady Vikings basketball. We will be right back here for a wrap up of halftime of your Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington halftime show. Call 254-7625. We'll be back shortly right here on The General.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. On the Odenkettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Construction on the new state-of-the-art Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is moving along at a rapid pace, thanks to our friends at Tabor Crane. Hi, I'm Chris Seavers. We anticipate opening the doors of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in early 2018 at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Pardon our temporary mess during continued construction, and thanks for your patience as we assure every amenity is added to serve the community of Washington and surrounding areas. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, opening early 2018.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back. We got a minute and a half here at halftime where the Wood Memorial Lady Trojans take on your Bar Reed Lady Vikings. The score is 16-8 in favor of the Lady Trojans. Both teams back out on the court warming up as the pep band's still playing over there, getting the crowd, keeping the crowd entertained. Both teams working on their shots here. A couple more of the sponsors here tonight, Montgomery Roofing Club, proud to salute the Bar Reeve Vikings. Also Indian Creek Quarries, Mount Olive Road in Williams. As we get set to start the third quarter here, I'm Ryan Seed. Keeping me on the air back at the studio is Andy Morrison. I thank you, Andy. Without your help, I probably wouldn't know what to do tonight, so I appreciate the help. Bar Reeve Lady Vikings, top scorer tonight so far is Kara Hughes with 4 of the Lady Vikings 8. And for the Lady Trojans, it is Chloe Mowry with some nice 3-ball action. She's got 1-3 with 2 other buckets. She's got 7 of the Lady Trojans, 16. Nobody in foul trouble just quite yet. We got a couple with 2 fouls. Madison Frederick with 2. And for the Lady Vikings, Rachel Wilson with 2. Just a couple of stragglers here and there. As the buzzer rings here, we are going to be set for more Lady Viking basketball. Apologize for the buzzer. They've got me sitting underneath the scoreboard tonight, so it will be a little hard to hear. I'll try my best to speak up as that the buzzer sounds for the quarters. Lady Trojans will start off the quarter with the basketball. Fredericks gets the inbound, brings it across the timeline, gets it over to Mowry. Mowry eyes the 3, not going to shoot it, gets it back to Fredericks, swings around in the corner to Mowry. Mowry into Lashbrook. Lashbrook puts up the layup. No good. Hughes comes away with the basketball. Gets across the timeline. Dribbles through a couple defenders. Gets it over to Bullock. Bullock gets it inside to Hughes. Hughes tries to get it out to Wagler there. Intercepted there by Hicks. Hicks gets it out to Fredericks. Fredericks quickly up the court to Lashbrook. Lashbrook good for 2. Her first 2 points of the night. Gets on the board here in the third quarter. Hughes handling the ball. She hands it off to Wagler. Wagler going to look inside, guarded closely there by Hicks. Lady Trojans doing a little man-to-man defense. Wagler on the clock. She gets it off to Wilson. Wilson over to Hughes. Hughes looking to go baseline. Shut down there by Stone. She dribbles around. Puts up a layup and around the rim and good. Hughes with another two. She's got six of the team's 10. Fredericks brings the ball up the court. Gets it over to Mowry. They're going to pass it back and forth out there near the volleyball line. Mowry's going to clear. Fredericks gets it down in the corner to her. She double-teamed, gets it into Lashbrook. Lashbrook into Lamar. Lamar puts up a two, no good, off the back of the rim. Hughes comes away with the rebound. She's going to quickly get up the court. She's going to pull it back out. She's going to set up a play. She's going to pass it off over to Stoll. Stoll into the corner to Wagler. Wagler double-teamed there by Lamar and Hicks. She dribbles out of it, gets it up to Stoll near the volleyball line. She's going to dribble into the lane, back it back out to Bullock. Bullock looking inside to Wilson. She gets it in there. Wilson going to drive left, pass off to Hughes. Hughes baseline, five-footer, no good. Lamar comes away with the rebound. She outlets there to Fredericks. Fredericks quickly getting it up the court. She's going to drive the lane, put up a two-floater, no good. Stoll with the rebound. She's going to fight forward a little bit, gets it to Wilson. Wilson outlets to Wagler. Wagler going to bring it back out, get it over to Stoll on the right wing. Stoll looking inside, gets it up top to Bullock. Bullock looking inside. She's going to take her dribble, back it back out to the volleyball line, calling a play. She gets it over to Hughes. Hughes looking in. She's going to dribble right left. She gets it over to Wagler on the right wing. Gets it up top to Stoll, kicks it around to Hughes. Hughes looks to go baseline. Crosses up Mowry. Puts up a shot. Blocked there by Lashbrook. Out of bounds. It will be Lady Vikings basketball. Timeout called by Lady Trojans head coach Johnny Bartley. We will keep it here. 5:35 left on the scoreboard. Lady Trojans leading it 18-10. The biggest lead of the night, 8. Kara Hughes on fire tonight as she has got 6 of the Lady Vikings 10. Mowry with 7 of the Lady Trojans 18. Both teams, nobody in foul trouble here. Lady Vikings still looking for that comeback. They are on it, as they will have the ball out of bounds underneath their own basketball goal. It is Bullock, Wilson, Wagler, Stoll, and Hughes for the Lady Vikings. For the Lady Trojans, it is Fredericks, Lashbrook, Mowry, Lamar, and Hicks. I believe that is starting five for both teams. Bullock will get set to inbound the ball for the Lady Vikings. She gets it into Hughes on the left wing. Pump fakes, doesn't hit the three. She's going to dribble right, get it over to Wagler on the right wing. Wagler swings it around to Stoll. Stoll looking inside, guarded there by Lamar. She's going to drive left, split two defenders, hand it off to Wilson. Wilson out to Wagler. Wagler puts up a long two ball, no good. Fredericks comes away with the rebound, quickly getting up the court. She's going to drive right, put up a layup, and good for the easy two. Frederick with her first two on the night. Gets on the board, puts him up 20-10, the biggest lead of the night. Wagler with the ball at the top of the key. She dribbles right, gets it over to Stoll. Stoll looking inside, swings it back to Bullock. Bullock eyes the three, doesn't get it, gets it to Wilson. Wilson goes baseline, knocked out of bounds there by Lashbrook. Checking into the game is number 3, Bailey Speecher. She comes in for Kylie Hicks. Some of the sponsors for tonight's game, Yoder Stop and See, Famous Fish Sandwiches. Ball inbounded to Bullock. Bullock hits a long three ball. Good. 20-13. Bullock has 5 on the night now. Fredericks brings the ball up the court. She's going to dribble it out near the volleyball line here. Kicks it over to the right wing to Mowry. Mowry gets it into the corner to Fredericks. Back and forth there. They get it up top to Lamar. Lamar looking for help. Gets over to Speecher. Speecher to Mowry. Mowry back up. Gets it to Lashbrook. Lashbrook over to Frederick. She's going to direct traffic inside. Lady Vikings in a man-to-man defense. Maybe a 2-3 man. Ball lost away there by the Lady Trojans. Rebounded there by Speecher. Speecher gets back to Fredericks. Over to Mowry. Mowry down in the corner to Fredericks. Kicks it back up top. Gets it to Lashbrook. And Lady Trojans called for a 3-second lane violation. Turnover, it will be Lady Vikings basketball. Little full court pressure put on by the Lady Trojans. Hughes gets the inbound. She's going to bring it across the timeline for the Lady Vikings. Gets it over to Bullock. Bullock going to call in the play. Gets it over the left wing to Wilson. Wilson drives left, puts up an easy bucket. No good off the rim. Flashbrook comes away with the rebound, kicks it up to Mowry. Mowry going to come up court quick, backs it back out to Fredericks. And Fredericks called for the travel, took a step before she put the ball on the ground. Turnover, it will be Lady Vikings basketball. Hughes going to inbound the ball for the Lady Vikings, gets it into Bullock. Bullock will bring it up the court, guarded there by Madison Fredericks. Bullock doing a little fancy ball handling out there, crosses her up, gets it over to Hughes. Hughes gets the screen from Wagler. Hughes gets it over to the left wing to Wagler. Wagler looking to get back up to the top of the key. Kicks it down in the corner to Wilson. Wilson back up to Wagler. They're going to swing it around, get it into the hands of Stoll. Tracy Stoll brings it back up to Wagler. Wagler looking left, gets it over to Bullock on the left wing. Double team there. Lady Trojans into man-to-man. Drives lane, puts up a floater, no good. Rebound comes away to Chloe Mowry. She gets up the court quick, gets it down to Speecher. Speecher puts up a left-handed layup, good. Speecher with her first two on the night. Score 22-13 at 2:50 left in the third quarter. Hughes with the ball on the left wing, guarded there by Fredericks. Foul called on the floor. It's going to go against Lady Trojans. Madison Fredericks, that will be her third on the night, team's first of the half. 2:45 left on the clock, 22-13 the score. Hughes inbounds the ball to Stoll, gets away from her. Mowry tries to go after it, and foul called. That will go against Chloe Mowry. That is her second, team's second. Checking into the game is Jenna McGowan. She comes in for Madison Fredericks. Wilson will inbound the ball for the Lady Vikings. She gets it into Tracy Stoll in the backcourt. She will bring the ball across the timeline. Guarded closely by Mowry, picks up her dribble, gets it over to Bullock. Bullock double team there. Swings around, gets it in the corner to Wilson. Pump fakes, gets down low to Hughes. Puts up a shot and fouled. Hughes will be shooting two free throws here. Foul will go against number 12 of the Lady Trojans. That is Sydney Lamar, her second, team's third. Hughes will go to the charity line. First one on the way. Nothing but the net there as she puts it in. She's got seven of the Lady Vikings 14, some of the sponsors on tonight. Purdue Farms in Washington along with Boyd Grain tip-off. Hughes' second free throw up and good. Both free throws put in, bringing this, cutting the lead to 7, 22-15 with 2:27 left to go in the quarter. Full court pressure here put on by the Lady Vikings. The Lady Trojans break it as Speecher gets the ball, puts it back up to Mowry. Mowry down in the corner to McGowan. They're going to swing it around. Mowry's going to back it back out to the volleyball line, calling the play. Kicks it over to McGowan. Mowry's going to clear into the corner, gets the ball to her. Lamar with the ball inside. Gets it up to Lashbrook. Lashbrook over to Speecher on the left wing. Swings it around to Mowry. Mowry looking inside. Gets it to Speecher. She gets it into Lamar. Almost knocked away there by Wilson. Double team is Lamar. She kicks it back out to Mowry in the near the half court line. She's going to get Speecher on the right side. Quickly picked up there by Stoll. Kicks it around to Lashbrook. Lashbrook to McGowan. She's looking inside, nobody there. Great defense here by the Lady Vikings, a little 2-3 zone. Mowry looking for help. She gets to Lashbrook. Lashbrook over to Speecher, down in the corner to Mowry on the right side. Nobody open. They're just swinging the ball, wasting a little time here. Mowry eyes the three, puts it up. Good. Long three ball by Chloe Mowry, her second of the night. She now has 10 of the Lady Trojans' 25. As Bullock brought the ball across court, thrown off the knee of McGowan. Turnover, they called a kick ball, so it will stay Lady Vikings basketball. Checking in the game for Sydney Lamar is number 32, Addison Stone. 1:09 left to go here in the third quarter. Lady Vikings will inbound the ball. Tracy Stone gets it in the backcourt. She will bring it across the timeline here. looking for some help as she's picked up in the corner. Gets it over to Weigler. Weigler out near the timeline, gets it into Bullock. Bullock over to Wilson in the corner. She eyes the long two ball. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Rachel Wilson with her first 2 points on the night, 25-17. Lady Vikings down by eight. Lady Trojans with the basketball on their end of the floor. McGowan guarded by Bullock. Looks like a Lady Vikings switch to a man-to-man here. Lashbrook with it at the top of the key. Down into McGowan. McGowan through her hands. Out of bounds. It will be Lady Viking basketball. More sponsors of the night. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, along with RTC Communications in Montgomery. Hughes brings the ball up the court, gets across the timeline to Bullock. Bullock to Stoll. Stoll closely guarded by Speecher. Also double-teaming her there is McGowan. Gets it away to Hughes. Hughes looking for help. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Trojans, picking up some double-teams on the Lady Vikings. Stoll goes baseline, kicks over to Wilson. Wilson, ball knocked away by Stone. Battle for the ball on the floor there as time expires. Lady Trojans almost had a final shot, but time expired first. Your score as we go into the break. Lady Trojans 25, Lady Vikings 17. Back for more right here on 95.9 FM.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the Prescription Shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
25-17 your score in favor of the Lady Trojans. Checking in there in between quarters was Sydney Lamar. Lady Vikings will have the ball to start the final quarter here of the night. Inbounded to Hughes. Hughes will bring it across the timeline. Lady Trojans in what seems to be a 1-2 zone defense. Ball up top to Bullock. Bullock looking for help as she's guarded there by McGowan. Gets help in the favor of Hughes. Hughes in the corner of Wilson. Wilson puts up a shot. No good. Mowry comes away with the ball. She quickly brings it up the court. Backs it back out. Gets to McGowan in the corner. On up to the free throw line to Speecher. Speecher puts it up. Good. Speecher with another 2 points. She has four on the night. Kara Hughes will bring the ball up the court. Gets it over to Bullock. Bullock lost control. Tipped away there. Weigler gets it. Jump ball. Quick jump ball there. I thought he was going to call an over and back as she was near the timeline. It will be Lady Trojan basketball as Madison Frederick checks into the game for Jenna McGowan. More sponsors of the game tonight. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation, along with your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Fredericks gets the inbound, guarded there by Hughes. Little man-to-man defense the Lady Vikings start out the fourth quarter with. Mowry with the ball, looks inside for Lashbrooks. Lashbrook tries to go up for a shot, shut down there by Hughes, and she is called for a travel. So it will be turnover, Lady Trojans. It will be Lady Vikings basketball. 7 minutes left to go here in the game. Bullock gets the inbound, a little full court pressure put on by the Lady Trojans. Vikings break it. Hughes gets it to Wilson. Wilson looking for help. She drives baseline, gets over in the corner to Stoll. Stoll up to Weigler, eyes the three, doesn't take it. Bullock with the top of the key, gets it over to Wilson on the right side. Needs help. She tries to get to Hughes, thrown away there to Lashbrook. She gets it up the court quickly to Fredericks. She tries to drive left, shut down there by Hughes. Gets it out to Mowry. Mowry to Lashbrook at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Fredericks. She's going to slow things down, calling a play. Kicks over to the left wing to Speecher. Down into Lashbrook. Lashbrook puts up a hook shot. Good. Lashbrook with her second bucket on the night. She has four of the Lady Trojans 29. Wagler will bring it across the timeline for the Vikings. She tries to look for help and thrown away. Pass intended for Bullock. Out of bounds. It'll be Lady Trojans basketball. More sponsors of the game tonight. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Also, Helena and Montgomery, people, products, and knowledge. Fredericks brings the ball up the court for the Lady Trojans. Gets a screen there from Lamar. Lamar rolls down into the paint. Backdoor shot. Good by Sydney Lamar. Sydney Lamar with her third bucket of the night. She's got six of the 31. Hughes drives the lane. Puts up a shot. Good. Basket counts, and she is fouled. She will have a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is going to go against number 20, Lexi Lashbrook. Her first, team's fourth of the half. Kara Hughes set for one shot here. She puts up the free throw on its way. Nothing but the net there. Kara Hughes with nine of the Lady Vikings 20. Frederick tries to go coast to coast there. Coach Bartley looking for a foul there. Doesn't get it. Ball out of bounds off the Trojans. It will be Lady Vikings basketball as Kara Hughes brings it across the timeline. Trojans in a man-to-man defense here. Stoll gets it back up top to Wagler. Wagler dribbling out near the timeline. Three people on her. Stolen away there by Mowry. Mowry goes up for an easy layup. No good. Hughes comes away with the rebound. Stolen away there by Fredericks. Fredericks looking inside for Mowry. Mowry puts up a two-footer and is fouled on the shot. So, first free throw of the half here for the Lady Trojans. That foul was called on number 10, Mariah Bullock, her second of the night, team's first of the half. 5:03 left to go here in the fourth quarter. As Chloe Mowry gets set for her first free throw, it's on his way. Good. Timeout called here by Lady Vikings head coach Michael Hopkins. More sponsors of the game here tonight. Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, along with A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store, and Davies County Community Hospital, better together for better health. So, Chloe Mowry, the leading scorer of the night. She has 11 points on the night, 11 of the Lady Trojans 32, scoreboard 32-20 in favor of the Lady Trojans. Biggest lead of the night is 12, 5:03 left to go here in the game. Back and forth here a little bit on the court. Kara Hughes taking charge down there as she has got the most rebounds, it seems, on the night. She is 5'6 sophomore, battling down in there with 5'11 girls along and some almost six-footers in there. As Mowry is set for her second free throw, off the front of the rim and backboard, good. Mowry hits another one, 33-20, the biggest lead. Ball across court from Bullock to Stoll. Stoll going to drive baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Blocked away there by Lamar. She comes away with the rebound. Gets it up quick to Fredericks. Fredericks quickly driving in the paint, puts up a layup, good. Madison Fredericks with her second bucket of the night. Lady Vikings looking a little gassed down there. Wagler gets it over to Bullock. Bullock back and forth looking for help as she picked up her dribble, gets it in the form of Wilson. Wilson back to Bullock. Bullock puts up a three. No good. Rebound Wilson. Thrown away to Mowry. Mowry looks up the floor. Gets it to Speecher. Speecher backs it out to Fredericks. She eyes three pump fakes. Drives the lane. Kicks it out to Mowry. She eyes it. No good. She drives the paint. Puts up a layup. No good. Bullock comes away with the rebound. Quickly off the cross court. Tries to look for help. Gets it over to Stoll. Stoll puts up a three ball. No good off the side of the rim. Ball batted out of bounds by Wilson. It will be Lady Trojan basketball. Lady Trojans with the biggest lead of the night by 15, 35-20, 4:05 left to go. Checking into the game is number 34 for the Lady Trojans, Peyton Schultz. She comes in for Alexi Lashbrook. Sponsors on the night, Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Along with WTHI, TV, and Terre Haute. Fredericks tries to go coast to coast and is fouled on the floor. Foul is going to go against Lady Vikings number 14, Tracy Stoll. Her second on the night, team second of the half. Not many fouls here for the Lady Vikings in the second half. Lady Trojans get the ball into Sydney Lamar underneath the basket. She puts up a two, good. Sydney Lamar with her fourth bucket of the night. She has eight. Tracy Stoll brought across court, tries to get it to Wagler. Knocked out of bounds by Mowry. It will stay Lady Viking basketball. Checking into the game for Lady Trojans is number one, Kylie Hicks. Also checking into the game for the first time, number 21, Kennedy Blacklock. Ball inbounded to Stoll. She picks up her dribble near the timeline, gets it over to Wagler. Wagler tries to get it back to Stoll. Knocked away there by Mowry. Stoll gets it back. Wagler dribbles right. She's going to try and get it to Wilson. Shut down there by Fredericks. Back out to Stoll near the timeline. Bullock on the left wing. Dribbles inside. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson puts up two. No good. And foul called on the shot. Wilson will go to the charity line on the night. That foul is going to go against Lady Trojans, number 10. Madison Frederick, her fourth foul of the night. First player in foul trouble, team's fifth. Wilson's first free throw on its way. In and out, no good. Checking into the game for the Lady Vikings, is number 20, Nyla Dillard. She comes in for Mariah Bullock. Sponsors of the night, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones financial advisor, along with Landmark Surveying in Washington. Wilson hits the second one. She's got three on the night of the team's 21. Ball inbounded to Frederick. She quickly gets it up court to Hicks. Wagler tried to steal it there. Hicks picked it up before she could. Gets it up top to Fredericks. Fredericks over to the right wing to Hicks. Hicks swings it around, gets it over to Fredericks. Frederick's looking up top to Schultz. Schultz gets it to Blacklock. Blacklock looking in the corner for Hicks. Hicks looking inside, looking for help. Gets it to Blacklock. Blacklock up to Mowry. Mowry looking for somebody, trying to waste a little time off the clock. Gets it to Blacklock. Blacklock looking inside. Gets over to Fredericks. And Coach Bartley calls a timeout. It will be a 30-second. We'll go ahead and keep it here with 2:49 left to go in the game. 37-21 your score. Biggest lead of the night, 16. Top scorer for Lady Vikings so far is Kara Hughes. She has got 9 of the Lady Vikings 21. Again, these are unofficial results. Trying to do my best up here. Chloe Mowry, however, has got 12 of the Lady Trojans 37. And other people on the board, Lexi Lashbrook with 4, Bailey Speecher with 4, Sydney Lamar on the board as well, along with Madison Frederick. Frederick in a little bit of foul trouble out there. She's got 4 tonight. Team in this half has got 5. Lady Vikings have 2 this half. 2:49 left to go. Lady Trojans have the basketball. Mowry gets the inbound, gets it over to Fredericks. Frederick's looking right as she is double-teamed there. Gets help from Mowry. Looking inside, she calls the play. Back and forth between Mowry and Frederick's. Little man-to-man implemented by Lady Vikings. Frederick's with the ball out in the center circle. She swings around, gets it into Schultz. Schultz tries to look for Blacklock. Cross court, no good. Thrown away out of bounds. Lady Vikings basketball. Sponsors of the night, Montgomery Rudin Club, proud to salute the Bar Reeve Vikings. Hughes will bring the ball across the timeline for the Lady Vikings. Looking for help, gets over to Wagler, loose ball. Fredericks tries to go for it. Ball last touched by... Nope, there is a foul called on the floor. It's going to go against Melissa Wagler. Her first, team's third. checking in the game for the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings is number 22, Andrea Graber. She comes in for Melissa Wagler. Graber, a 5'5 freshman. Schultz with the ball in the corner, gets it up to Fredericks. They swing it around, gets it over to Lashbrook in the other corner. Back up top to Fredericks, back and forth to Mowry. 1:55 left here in the game. They're wasting a little time off the clock, trying to get a good shot here. Little double team up there on Mowry. She seems to be the shooter tonight. Fredericks back and forth, get it down into Lashbrook. Lashbrook cross court to Schultz. Schultz in underneath the basket, good for two. Peyton Schultz puts up her first two of the night. 39-21, your score in favor of the Lady Trojans. Hughes goes down court, tries to drive the lane into traffic. Jump ball, it will stay Lady Viking basketball. Lady Trojans getting some fresh legs in there. They get four new players, and I will try and relay to them to you. Number 11, Jenna McGowan. Also number 3, Bailey Speecher. Number 42, Cleo Dennison. And number 22, I don't have her on my roster here. Lady Trojans will bring it up the court. McGowan with it on the right corner, gets it down into Dennison. Dennison puts up two ball, no good. Knocked out of bounds by the Lady Trojans. It will be Lady Viking basketball. They have got the full court to go with 1:15 left, 39-21 in favor of the Lady Trojans. Stoll will bring the ball up the court, full court press. They break it, get it up to number 20, Dillard. Stolen away there by number 22 of the Lady Trojans. Up to Speecher. Speecher up, scores 2 points there. That is Bailey Speecher's third bucket of the night. Tracy Stoll quickly gets the ball across court, hands the ball off to Hughes. Hughes looking inside, nobody there, brings it back out to the volleyball line. Calls in a play, 42 seconds left on the clock. Trying to dribble off her defender. Dribbles left side, looking for help. Nobody open, guarded closely. Breaks the defense, kicks it in the corner, backs it back out. 28 seconds left on the clock. She looks up at it. She's looking for a good shot, gets it over to Graber. Graber trying to go baseline, dribbles out of bounds. It will be Lady Trojan basketball here with 20 seconds left to go in the game. Biggest lead of the night, 41-21 in favor of the Lady Trojans. Checking into the game is Mariah Bullock. She comes in for Carrie Hughes. Lady Trojans inbound it. Speecher will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Trojans. She will get it over to McGowan. McGowan will dribble back up top. 10 seconds left here to go in the game. Loses the ball, picks it up, gets it to Speecher. Speecher, 5 seconds, gets into McGowan. Schultz has it in the corner. And she will hold on to the ball as time expires here in the fourth quarter. Lady Trojans win it tonight, 41-21 over the Lady Vikings. We'll be back with some post-game stats here on The General.
The Helena Acre helps growers push their yield potential for the greatest return on investment. Seed is one of the first decisions you will make and is the first step for developing your Helena Acre. The Helena team is ready with the best hybrids and varieties customized for each acre on your farm. Contact Brad or Brent, your Helena seed representatives, to start your crop off right and make the best seed selection for your Helena acre. Seed is only the beginning of the value Helena Chemical Company can bring to your farm, your field, your acre.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back to 95.9 FM, The General, where the Lady Vikings fall to the Lady Trojans, 41-21. Post-game show brought to you by Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Tough one tonight for the Lady Vikings. Chloe Mowry, top scorer for Lady Trojans. She had 12 on the night, along with Lexi Lashbrook, had 4. Also on the scoreboard, Bailey Speecher had 6. Sydney Lamar had 8. Kylie Hicks had 1 free throw. Madison Frederick had 4. Peyton Schultz had 2. And again, these are unofficial results. I tried to write down what I could. Madison Frederick finished the game with 4 fouls. For the Lady Vikings, Rachel Wilson had 3. Mariah Bullock on the board with 5. She had a 3-ball on the night. It was a nice long 3-ball, nothing but the bottom of the net. Kara Hughes, top scorer. She had 9 points on the night. Also on the scoreboard for the Lady Vikings, Melissa Wagler, she had 2. And the Bill Dobson forward, tough player of the game, I'm going to have to give it to Kara Hughes. She had 9 points of the Lady Vikings, 21, and she was all over the court. She had just about all the rebounds, and I mean, she was a quick girl. She really kept up the tempo of the game, tried to keep it fast pace and get the ball up the court for some good quick shots, and she was able to do that, a couple of fast breaks here and there, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to her. And that's the halftime show brought to you by Alex Knepp with German American Investments. I'm Ryan Seed here from Wood Memorial Gym. Thanks to Andy Morrison for keeping me on the air back in the studio at WAMW. And for both of us, I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.